I'm Teresa Davenport, and today I'm here with Donna Fleissack. Donna is a job developer with the Huntsville Career Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Donna, I came across your name in connection with the Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs, otherwise known as ADECA. So I'm curious, how is the Huntsville Career Center affiliated with ADECA?
Well, ADECA is actually the physical agent for the Workforce Investment Act funding that comes to the state of Alabama.
Okay.
And they then, in turn, administer it to the local levels at the Career Center. And I am with post-secondary education, and it has worked through them in the state of Alabama.
Oh, okay. All right. And your title, of course, is job developer. So what do you do in your role as a job developer?
A lot of different things. One of the main things I do is when an individual comes here to the Career Center and has looked for an occupation on their own and has not been successful at finding something, they are referred to me. And then we do an assessment on them. And from that assessment, we try to determine their future career.
Right.
And once I do that, I have many companies that I work with here in the Huntsville area. I will seek out companies to see where we could maybe place that individual. Here we also have a program called the Incumbent Worker Program, where they have individuals that are already employed by the company, and I will help that company with, they will be retraining them in other areas, and we will develop job descriptions for those particular jobs.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know, the thing that I had begun talking to you about when we spoke a week or so ago was O-Net. I had gotten the word that you were an O-Net power user, loved it, so I would just really like to hear about the ways you have incorporated O-Net in your role as a job developer. Could you just expand on that a little bit?
I sure can. I started using O-Net right at the beginning in 1998. I was so excited because before that time, you know, we were using the old Dictionary of Occupational Titles, which was from a book and not on the computer, and made my job a lot harder. O-Net has just simplified the job greatly. One of the things that I use it for, of course, is we are training here in Alabama on high-demand jobs. That is the main thing that we are trying to get individuals into. And O-Net has many of those high-demand jobs that are out there now, and I can share those with customers when they come into my office, and they get all excited about the different careers for the future. So I use O-Net that way. Also, I show them the existing occupations, and I match many times their skills that they already have and relate it into cross-training for another occupation. We look at the abilities, et cetera, that are all listed there on O-Net to help them understand better what they're going to be getting into if they choose that occupation.
Sure.
Huntsville is a high-tech area, and, you know, you have the employment data in there. And many times an individual comes in here and thinks that they're supposed to make a lot more money because, you know, we have a lot of engineers here, the Space and Missile Command, and I can go in there and show them through that employment data, you know, what you would make in this position just starting out.
Sure.
And it gives them a much more realistic ideal of what type of money they can expect when they choose that occupation. I write all my training outlines, which I have to do with business and industry when I put someone on the program. And the program really is a person goes into a company and learns a particular occupation. And O-Net is my source of job descriptions, abilities, skills, KSAs, et cetera, to work with directly with the companies as well. I look at future occupations. I could go on and ever with it. Another tool that I use with O-Net is with business and industry, and I've shared that with the Chamber of Commerce members, Human Resource Association here in town, et cetera. I could probably go on for a couple hours, sorry.
Well, could you just give an example of how you have used that? How does it work for you?
Well, sometimes, you know, they're looking at their future jobs that they may be having, and they haven't developed the job descriptions yet, or how they should really develop them. And that book helps them immensely in doing that when they get online and take a good look at that. Also, you know, they don't refine their job descriptions. Another thing is if they have somebody that might have a disability or need some extra help in their job, they can look at the actual job that that person is doing and realize that, yes, in order to do this job, you do have to be able to lift, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
It gives them another look at how the job is done.
Wow. So you have used a lot of facets of O-Net.
I sure do.
Do you have a recent success story of someone who's walked in and you took them through the various aspects of O-Net and have seen them successfully placed or put on a career track or gone on to a job?
Well, I have every story. Every person that comes in here to me is a success story,
right,
if they stay with the company. But I just recently started working with the prison systems because, you know, we're letting a lot more individuals out of the prisons because we do
right.
not have enough room for them.
Sure.
And I had a young man that I just went out in the lobby, and he looked like he needed some assistance, and he hadn't been out of the prison system for very long. He came back in my office, and we used O-Net. We looked at the high-demand jobs for the future. We looked at his scoring. Of course, we do assessments, and I have used the O-Net assessment tools as well in the past.
Really?
Uh-huh. Okay. And from there, we decided where to put him, and I just am so excited about where he's come. We found a company that was willing to train him.
Mm-hmm.
We developed a training outline from O-Net, of course. He's been working there. He's got his own apartment. He just bought a car by here this week to show it to me. He was so excited with his first car, and he's doing real well at the place where he's working, and that's my most recent success story.
That is wonderful. Sounds like you really care for the people that you work
I
with.
I do.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, Donna, you have shared a wealth of information and dropped a lot of clues and resources related to O-Net where others can go straight into O-Net, look at the kit for business, the knowledge, skills, and abilities, the related occupations, so many things that you have mentioned that are of great value for anyone that's job-seeking and also the career exploration tools. So I just appreciate so much your time and for you sharing with us about how you use O-Net on the job.
Well, I appreciate O-Net, and I appreciate all of you who have made it what it is today.
All right. Thanks very much, Donna.
Thank you.